different kinds of clothing. Please don't let me stay too long. I will go on forever if you're tired.
No, no, not at all. What kind of wear and apparel you want to talk about?
I have a whole new section here, and it's 6:15. Would it be possible for me to come back tomorrow sometime? Would you have any time, or is that...
Well, yes, that would be all right. What time did you want to come?
Well, any time that would be convenient for you. I have been here now.
Well, do you mean you want to come in the morning, or...
any time.
Well, what are your plans? When are you leaving? Where's your next stop?
My plans depend entirely on what kind of interviews I'm able to conduct here, and I do find you to be very helpful.
Well, do you have anybody else who lined up?
Not for tomorrow, no. As a matter of fact, I would be interested. Perhaps you could think of someone, some retired farmer.
I told Harris that you said that,
yes.
But and I don't know who.
I
just don't know.
No particular education, but who would be able to bring up terms from the farm, particularly the old terms that might be used by country people about the farm.
I wouldn't know how to help you on that. I wouldn't know who would, Cash, do you know any farmer that fills that bill?
Someone who's retired.
What kind of person would you want?
Well, he's not looking for anybody particularly educated, just somebody with all these farm expressions.
Someone who grew up on a farm around Holly Springs, or in this county.
Now, did Ruth Finley, people were farmers.
Ruth wouldn't do, no, Ruth wouldn't.
She wouldn't know much about
it. No,
I would like to talk to some retired farmer himself.
He means really a dirt farmer.
Right, that's right. And then, you see, the purpose of this is to have a contrast between someone who's educated and who has lived
someone
in the city and someone who isn't, and then compare the two responses.
I'm just trying to think of somebody that would would be if there was any farmer who had moved to town, kind of retired and moved to town.
Yes.
Do you think of anybody like that, Harris, that's moved to town from the farm and would be...
The one I think of offhand are too old. Like Mr. Tom, Gertrude.
Well, was he a dirt farmer?
He was a dirt farmer all his life, so.
And you think he just... You just think he's not very well and wouldn't want to... He's the father of one of the bank girls that's been there a long time, and at times he's been, right sick and in the hospital and all, and you wouldn't say he was particularly well, and I don't know whether he would.
Sometimes if you talk to someone,
Mary would be good.
I thought about Mary, but. But she's not an ignorant country farmer.
No, but she knows all about ignorant country farmers. She's fooled with them all her life.
Did she?